Good afternoon, and welcome to LLC Chat, the Language Learning Center's podcast on issues related to world languages and cultures from the perspective of students, faculty, and community members. Welcome to our series on Talk Abroad and ePortfolios for World Languages. I'm your host, Alexis Osipov, and we come to you from the Department of World Languages and Cultures at Old Dominion University in Norfolk, Virginia.
Today we are discussing the use of telecollaborative conversations using Talk Abroad and ePortfolios as an integrative learning practice. The Talk Abroad platform provides students from the Department of World Languages and Cultures with the unique opportunity to converse with native speakers from around the world. Each conversation practice takes place directly on the Talk Abroad website, where students' real-time conversations are recorded. ePortfolio-based pedagogy transforms world language teaching and learning practices and engages students to become self-directed learners from the process of collecting, selecting, and reflecting on their chosen artifacts. Consequently, students become better prepared as global citizens and are able to connect their interests and abilities to their personal goals.
I'm joined today by Jessica, who's studying French at ODU. Welcome to LLC Chat. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you.
Would you please introduce yourself with a brief background to your language, level, major, interests, anything about yourself?
Yeah, so I'm Jessica. I'm studying French. I'm in my undergrad at ODU. I should technically be a senior now. My major is World Languages and Cultures with a concentration in French teacher prep. I like to read and do other things and do my French classes. But that's pretty much it.
That's awesome. Thanks to several LLC grant-funded research studies, the World Languages and Cultures Department has been making telecollaborative conversations with Talk Abroad, which is a standard part of the World Languages and Cultures curricula since 2016. So can you explain your reaction to using Talk Abroad for your French class?
I really enjoyed it. At first I was like really nervous, and I was like, I don't know how I could ever speak to someone who's a native speaker. But once I actually did it, it was actually a lot of fun. Like, it made me feel a lot more confident in my French, and it was just really exciting to realize that I could speak to someone and understand them speaking French. It was really nice. Oh, and it was really cool because you could look up ahead of time and see the different people and their different interests. So it was really easy to find someone who said, okay, they're interested in similar music to I am, or similar activities. So it should be easier for me to talk to them if, the topic for that conversation is, whatever you're interested in, because some of them have prompts and some of them are a little bit more free form depending on your teacher. And I also really like that they had different people from a lot of different places around the world. So say if, you work different hours, at the time I was a server, it was a lot easier for me to find something that fit my schedule since there were so many options.
That's wonderful, especially getting exposed to that kind of culture of French itself. Someone from a different Francophone country has a different kind of experience and accent in that way too.
It was really interesting. The first person I spoke to, I think, was from Canada, and she didn't have a Quebecois accent or anything, but it was a lot of fun, realizing, oh yeah, there's plenty of French people a few hours above me that I can talk to.
Yeah, that's awesome. What was your conversation like with these people? How did it go for you?
So the first one, I'm trying to remember, we had a couple different ones. For one of them, we had to talk about the holidays and stuff like that. And it was a lot of fun hearing about the different ways that we celebrate, because obviously I was talking about a lot of the things that we celebrate in America. And then the person I spoke to for that one, I think I chose the same person for a couple of them, because I remember she was like explaining about like how they celebrate different things in Canada and like their different traditions and things like that. Oh, and I remember she was telling me about like living with her cats, because I love cats. She was talking about like how nice it is to like live with her family and the other things that she does. Like it was just like a normal conversation, which was a lot of fun. And then for some of the other ones, it was a bit more freeform. Like later on in the semester, my professor would say, all right, there's not really anything to prepare. Just, you know, try and get ready to have a normal conversation like you would with someone. So that's part of the reason why I wanted to make sure I chose someone who had similar interests. And so we were able to talk about like the kind of music that we like, what we like to do for fun. Like I like bike riding and things like that. So we were able to talk about music. We talked about different authors that we liked. I'm pretty sure we talked about like Harry Potter or something like that. Like it was a lot of fun.
That's so great, and you're able to make connections with people like that. How many conversations did you do?
I want to say I must have done 3 or 4, because I know I did 2 with Madame Zuali for my first class, and I think most of my professors would do 2 for a semester, but the other one, it might have been 1, so 3 or 4.
That's wonderful. And what would you say was your greatest achievement or takeaway for personal growth in your language learning from Talk Abroad? And then also, what were some of the challenges that you experienced?
So a lot of it was really just feeling confident and being able to communicate with someone who wasn't like in my French class sitting next to me, you know, someone who's been learning the same material. It's talking to someone who has a different background, who isn't necessarily learning like the same vocabulary that I am at that moment, and still being able to communicate with them. And then just, you know, being able to have fun. I think most of mine were about 30 minutes. Some of them can be 15, some of them can be 30. And we did the 30 minute one. And just being able to sit and talk in French consistently for 30 minutes, because the goal is basically to talk as much as you can. And like being able to do that for a full half hour was really cool. You know, it wasn't like fully structured the way that it is in class. It was just like a normal conversation. And then being able to understand what they're asking and then respond to things on the spot was a lot of fun. Like the ones where it was more free form, realizing, oh, I don't always need to have a prompt if I just, you know, have my active listening skills and just do my best to respond and, you know, use the things we learn. Like some of my professors talk about circumlocution, like, you know, where you just try and find a way to explain what you're trying to say. And then eventually you guys come to the understanding of what you're wanting to say. And it's just really exciting. Some of the things that were difficult for me were definitely just in general feeling anxious about it. Like it's really stressful, especially if you haven't done it before. So what I did was just try to prepare everything as best I could. So for Madame Zuali, I know at the very least for the first one, she gave us like a list of things that we were allowed to like kind of prepare ahead of time. So, you know, I looked up like my vocabulary for this, you know, the different holidays or whatever it is. I would look up maybe like the verbs that I wanted to use. I might set out a guide, like if we were supposed to stay in a certain tense, I might just write a little guide reminder, you know, when you get stressed out, you forget how to conjugate everything. And like, that was really helpful. Or if it was a time where we weren't supposed to have notes, I would just make sure that I practiced that ahead of time. And that really helped me to like, just feel a bit more confident and like kind of, you know, calm my anxiety. Like, you know, I did as best I could. I got prepared as much as I could. And, you know, it just made me feel more calm. And usually I also tried to make sure that like I set up my computer, my space, I put a note on my door because I was living with other people. I was like, nobody knock on my door. I have to do this. If anyone comes in, then I get in trouble or something. Or maybe that was something else, but like, just don't come in.
Oh yeah, that's wonderful for sure. Those are some great takeaways. Thank you. Did the telecollaborative conversations change your motivation for the course? Travel, interest in studying abroad potentially, or just overall understanding the culture better for French?
I feel like it did. Like, I feel like for one, just in general, looking and seeing how many options there are for people to speak to in Francophone countries, like, even though I'm aware that people speak French in places other than just France, obviously, like, it just becomes more like, oh, wow. And there are all these people who are, you know, willing to speak with you, who are in all these different countries around the world, all these different time zones. Like, it was just really cool to realize how many different places you could go and meet a Francophone person. And then just like, in general, it made me more excited to want to study abroad and say like, oh, you know, I feel like I would feel more confident doing this knowing, okay, you know, this obviously isn't the same as being dropped in the middle of a Francophone country, but it does make me feel more confident that like I could try and figure that out, knowing that I could speak to this native French speaker and make it out alive, you know.
Yeah, it's just a little taste of immersion, you know. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. As part of this same research, e-portfolio-based pedagogy was introduced to students who are making their own websites as part of your class. Can you explain more about your website? How did the student impressions as a reflective activity add to your understanding of how you process your learning of a world language?
I actually really enjoyed doing my e-portfolio. Like, it seemed like it would be really overwhelming at first, but especially, so the first teacher that I had in my first French class at ODU was Madame Zouali. And basically what we did, right? Isn't she so great? I loved her class. It was a lot of fun.
Love Madame Zouali.
And basically, like, she's very organized. So throughout the semester, even though I didn't fully understand it at the time because I hadn't done an e-portfolio before, she had us save each and every one of our like artifacts, we called them, but like, you know, every paper we wrote, every conversation we did that we uploaded. She had us do regular like reflective videos that I really enjoyed. Like at the time, it was like, wow, this is a lot. But by the end of the semester, like, this is actually pretty great. So we would do like reflective videos, I think once a week. And then we would do a conversation with a fellow classmate. You know, I think I did three throughout the semester or four. And so we would save all of those videos, all of those papers we wrote, whatever it was. And they were all collected on Google Drive. And so at the end of the semester, she had someone come in from the tech world at ODU and like walk us through step by step how to set up the e-portfolio, like all the instructions are on the website. She encouraged us all to bring our computers with us so that we could do it right there in class and made it super easy. And all of our artifacts were already there. So at the end of the semester, the main goal was for us to reflect on our process and like our progress throughout the semester. And to me, like, I thought, you know, like, this was a nice class. Like, I enjoyed it, you know, and didn't really think much about how much my French improved over the semester. And like sitting there and seeing me go from like stuttering and stumbling over my words and using like simpler sentences and things to at the end of the semester, clearly I feel more comfortable. I have a lot more ways to express myself. Like, I was genuinely so excited, like writing my reflections and everything and looking and being like, oh wow, my French has gotten so much better. Like, it's so much fun to like see it improve over time. Like, it was really exciting and it was a low stress kind of thing. Like, even though there was a lot of moving pieces, the main idea was for me to reflect. And like, that's a lot of just kind of like, how did you feel about the semester? And so it was just a really enjoyable thing to be able to see. And then also be able to look back and say, oh, wow, like I did this thing every day before class. And that really helped me to like focus on French. So like, the main thing I noticed through doing that was that I like to listen to French music before I got to class just for fun. And then I noticed on days when I listened to French music, I was much more ready to go in and be in French class and stay in French on as opposed to on days when I wasn't doing that. And so even now, every single day before I have a French class, I spend at least a half hour before engaging with French things. So I'll watch a French YouTube video, I listen to French music, or I listen to a French podcast, like whatever it is. And then I feel so much more ready to go into my French class and, you know, feel confident, like engaging in conversation with my professors, with my peers. Like, it's helped my French a lot and my confidence in class, and it's been really nice. And I definitely gained that from working on my e-portfolio.
Wow, that's so amazing. That's a great tip to kind of like immerse yourself, especially before going to class. That's really, really wonderful. Like, at seeing the e-portfolios and how you can kind of look back on like where you began, especially if you're continuing with what you are continuing in French, like over the years, you can be like, this is where I started. And now look at where you are. Like, that's so amazing that like you put so much detail as well into those reflection activities, so you can kind of look back and even take pieces of advice from your past self, which is really cool.
Yeah, it's really fun because I've had to do a couple of them. Madame Suales was definitely my favorite because I saw like the biggest jump, and it was pretty like mellow to do since everything was laid out. But like, I've had to go back and reference them and say, well, what did I do for this thing? And I just want to kind of look, and I'm like, oh, wow, like legitimately, like seeing what I was doing then to what I'm doing now. And then also looking and saying like, oh, here's this thing that I always used to do, I should incorporate that back in. Or like, oh, here's this like phrase that really encourages me with my French, like whatever it is. Like, it's really fun to go back and look at them and say, oh, yeah, like I should take my past self's advice.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And having like to see your language journey in general, that's really cool. Would you like to see such tools used for world languages at Old Dominion University in the future?
Absolutely. Like, I think they make a huge impact on just in general, like your language learning, and then like the very important step of like reflection and immersion. Like, you know, for French generally, or for languages in general, the easiest way to become more confident is through immersion. And that's really difficult, you know, when you don't have a community that speaks that language around you. So especially for French, there just doesn't tend to be as many French speakers. So the only time you really get to feel immersed in that language and forced to speak it is in French class. And it can be really difficult to kind of force everyone to stay within that. So I feel like doing the talk abroad kind of like makes you feel more like you have to, especially because not all of these people are going to also speak English for one, but for another, it's another person who is saying, I'm not going to speak in your native language to you. I have to stay in French, and we're going to do this, and we're going to figure it out, and we're going to get through it, and it'll be fine. And like, it's just a really great way to allow students another level of feeling immersed in the language for a period of time. And then like being able to reflect on everything that they've done throughout the semester. Like, it's a really helpful tool for helping students realize how much they've done and how far they've come, and understand, you know, what they can do to help themselves improve for the future. I really think it's awesome.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Well, those are all the questions I have. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are grateful for you sharing your viewpoints.
Absolutely. I was really glad to be here.
Hello, listeners. I wanted to give a special thanks to Kishibashi for allowing us to play his song, Marigolds, in our podcast. Check him out on your preferred music listening platform. I also want to thank each of you, our listeners, for tuning into our podcast and for showing an interest in world languages and cultures. Happy listening!